Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. You actually do it yourself. So check that out and join the happy throng of thousands of subscribers to our newsletter, and also the thousands of people who get every month who get the benefit of our website, thanks to our great sponsors, which includes Tim Berry's organization, Palo Alto Software. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Very happy to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Tim, about 3 months or so ago, you joined us on the show, and you told us about a contest that you were running. Where
that's right.
Now tell us a little bit about the contest.
This was our fourth year that we've had an annual business plan contest that closes in May, with a first prize of $25,000 to the winner.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several hundred entries through the years. There were several hundred entries to this last one.
And we told the audience about this contest over the months previously, and now that the contest is over, you've chosen some winners, and I wanted you to come back and tell us not only that you actually did choose a winner, you actually did give the money away, and but I also wanted you to tell us, take us on a little bit of a tour of that of the process of getting those questions in, and those business plans in, and what you learned.
Yeah, that's right. We finished this year's contest. Well, we finished the judging for this year's contest late last week, a week ago today, actually. And I had the pleasure early this week of calling up a woman who's got a very nice plan for a retail shop in the suburbs of Kansas City, and telling her that her business is $25,000 further along the way.
Wow.
So that's a nice culmination.
I bet that was a cool phone call to make, wasn't it?
Yes. People like that, surprisingly.
Did she scream? Did she think that Ed McMahon had brought her a check or something?
She was really happy. As it turns out, she had leased the physical location that she wanted just last week, just before she got the call. And the SBA loan is approved but has been taking a while getting through. So she was very happy. She's trying to figure out when she leaves her main job and dedicates herself entirely to this thing, and it's scheduled to be October 1st now.
So this is a soon-to-be company, not an existing company.
Yes, that's right, which now, is especially rewarding for me as one of the judges and us as a company that sponsors the contest. We're very pleased that we go back now. This was the fourth year. The winners in the first 3 years have all gone on to be founded, to get started, and are successful companies.
Still in business. Wow, that's an incredible track record to be able to show. And Tim, I just want to thank you for that effort, putting that kind of an effort into something like this, to obviously to helping people to understand the importance of a business plan. But let's talk about not just the winner's plan. Talk to us about some of the things that you saw, and I'm going to frame it this way. Talk to us about what we would call the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Can I start with the funny?
Yeah, go ahead.
We as you know, because we've talked about it on this show before, but we've been collecting through the years a library of business plans that people can use as samples and for examples. We have 400 and some now that we use, some of which came from this contest, some of which come from other sources. We'll start with what's funny is that it seems like 5 to 10% of the plants we get submitted in the contest every year are our own plants that are in the sample plan library. And what people are thinking when they take these sample and example plans and change the names and send them back to the same company. And,
they're trying to scam you, huh?
Yeah. we had one fellow this year that protested, wrote back to the, there's a woman here that manages a contest, wrote back to her several times insisting that this wasn't fair and his plan should be considered and that it was original material. And I'm thinking, come on, what, get a clue. If we publish the sample plans, and he had to go back and say, well, no, you're quoting from this sample plan.
Tim, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 20 Tail. We'll be right back with Tim Berry. Stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tim Berry, the president of Palo Alto Software, the author of Hurdle, the book on business planning, the book on business planning. And as you heard me say before, and this is the truth, Tim is the world's expert on business planning. And we're talking about, Tim, we're talking about the contest that you conducted, and you were telling us about some of the stories that you got in, like the person who tried to scam me, to scam you by taking one of the existing business plans on your site and changing the words around and trying to act like that was his own plan. That's unfortunate, and it'd be funnier if it weren't so larcenous. But what are some other things that you got in? What are some plans that you saw that were interesting?
The way that this goes is it's a business plan contest, whereas a lot of this is very fashionable these days, the venture contest. Whereas a lot of venture contests will get the competitors into a room and do presentations, and they'll have to get tested on their ability to answer questions. Ours is a business plan contest, so we judge entirely on the document. That's what it's about. And they do vary tremendously. The winners that we've had in past years, and I'll talk about this year's too, have been just very, very solid plans. We get some excellent plans in that, people are coming up with new things. We had really interesting one for a wireless waiter, kind of a remote assistant to the waiter, so that you can actually, that was one of my favorite plans, and one that isn't confidential. Some of them are, some of them aren't, but on that one, they're happy to have people talk about it. The idea is you don't have to use the technology, but you can use the technology. So the wireless thing is there on the table, and you can use it to order your orange juice and eggs right away when you sit down, or you can call the waiter, or you can, it's a cool plan.
Oh, I see. It actually gives you some choices there at the table, like when you used to in the diners. Remember when you used to be able to play your own music from right there from the table? You could play the jukebox from the table, kind of like that, huh?
Yeah, and the deal is, if you get too heavy on technology, then you turn off some people who just, I want to talk to a waiter and ask what's good. But if you take advantage of technology, on this one, you could reserve your table and order your appetizers while you're on the way to the restaurant.
Right.
But if you don't want to, you want the regular waiters, that's fine, too. Everything moves faster. Mm-hmm. And so it's fun to look at new ideas.
But now, were most of the business plans that you got in about proposed businesses, or were some of them about existing businesses that were talking about their future?
The majority by far are proposed businesses. Well, I don't know about by far, but the majority are proposed businesses that haven't happened yet.
And does that matter to you? I mean, would you choose a business plan as a winner that was an existing business?
The ones we don't like, Jim, are the ones that are proposed businesses that will never happen.
Right.
Even if they're good plans. There's a certain number of participants in contests like these that just do business plans for contests, groups that get together frequently. They're in business schools somewhere.
Right.
But, we ran into one that was an excellent plan for eye implants that had new technology, and there's a medical doctor behind it, and the business people came out of Duke, and it turned out it had won the NYU contest and the contest at Duke and something. Oh, it was in the University of Oregon contest, and it was a familiar plan because I had judged the University of Oregon. Won itself maybe $125,000 3 years ago and was never intended to be a real business. Mm-hmm. It was a business plan to compete in a contest.
Right, and you're looking for the real ones. What were some of the things that made the business plans that you liked, the top two or three finalists? What were the main things that made them so compelling?
The things that we look at in the business plan that were really interesting, particularly this year. There was a good flock this year. We saw some very good market research. Market research is so hard to do and so often just expensive and a waste of time. A couple retail stores in particular, one a woman's boutique in San Francisco, the other the actual winner, which is a lingerie store outside of Kansas City, had found market research what I consider the right way. They didn't just pay a ton of money to a research company. They looked really hard for what was available in existing studies, in magazine articles, in demographics. So they were
invested some shoe leather, didn't they?
Yeah, they did some hard work and found indications of what made people buy that were very relevant to their business. So that when you go through this business plan, after you've read just a few pages of, okay, so these people found that, and these people found this, and the specifically the lingerie store had evidence of why Victoria's Secret was covering the market but appealing to only a certain segment,
mm-hmm.
and leaving a lot of people who would never go into it, who also had needs, and here's how much the market was. That was one thing outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we look at very quickly, and I think in this we match real investors, is the team. What experience do these people have?
The management team.
Yes, because we are trying to reward businesses that will become real businesses.
Right.
Rather than, as I say, the hypothetical business.
Right. Tim, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Tim Berry about what makes a good business plan. Right after these messages, Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
They treat you like a guest. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody?
When you wake up in the morning. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tim Berry is our guest. He's the president of Palo Alto Software. They make Business Plan Pro. And Tim, you guys got a on your website, if people want to see what award-winning business plans look like, the new one, the one you just awarded, it won't be up for a couple of weeks. So
That's
you
right.
want to check that out, folks. But tell us how they can go and find the other three winners and see what those business plans look like.
In www.paloalto.com, there's a link there for contests, and you can see the business plans of the past award winners. We have a children's museum that was just an idea when it won the contest and has been operating now for 3 years. And we have a coffee stand company, the Daily Perk, that's got a lot of different outlets. And then there's a very sophisticated GPS tracking of shipping company that had won. Those are the past three winners. Those are available by finding the link to contests on paloalto.com.
You know, Tim,
and they're also among the sample plans at bplans.com.
I was just going to say that earlier in the week I did a couple of shows by myself where I talked about mistakes not to make if you're looking for investment capital from venture capitalists. And so, folks, what I wanted to say is that if you go look at these business plans, you'll see the things to do right about going after venture capital and to get your business off on the right foot. So go check those out. There are a lot of business plans in the sample plans of, at bplans.com, but these three that are up and the fourth one that will soon be up, these are award winners. These are the creme de la creme. So check those out and go and see what other people are doing in their business plans, whether you have a business that's operating now or whether you're working on a business that's going to start, that you want to start. Go see what other people are doing and use their best practices and to put your best foot forward with your banker, with investors, or just with yourself as a management tool. I really encourage you to do that. One other piece of news, though, Tim, is you have a new version, a new generation of business plan.
Yes, our Business Plan Pro 2005 version was released yesterday. We're very pleased. Among the key new things it's got is we've put even more wizards in so that you can actually go start to finish through the tables with wizards. And we've got a new simple option for people who really want to just make the whole numbers thing simpler with our simplest option. It's one single worksheet that does your cash flow, and that's all of the tables that you need.
Did the people that you were drawn to the most in this contest, did they have good cash flow projections?
Yes, definitely. If they don't have realistic cash flow, I mean, who can say what good is? Realistic. If they don't have realistic cash flow, they're not really going to win. As a matter of fact, the most common mistake among these plan entries, by far the most common mistake, is huge profitability and gross margin numbers that just, okay, well, they don't know the territory. People that are pulling in 60% gross margins and 40% after taxes, just it destroys credibility when their projections are way too optimistic.
Well, you know, many years ago, a banker told me once, he said, if you can only bring me one thing, basically, Jim, you've given me all the stuff I need, but here's what I have to have if you can only bring me one thing. I want to see the cash flow.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Here's what he said,
Tim. He said, because in that cash flow projection, that's how I can see whether I'm going to get my money back or not.
Well, and that's his banker's angle. But from my running a business angle, in that cash flow projection, I can't do that without figuring out how much I'm going to sell, how much it's going to cost me, how much I'm going to pay my employees, how much I'm going to pay my rent. Cash flow is everything. The rest of the business numbers are frosting, they're formatting, they're making it easier for financial analysts to read. You do the rest really because it makes it easier to generate the cash flow. But the core information is right there. And that's what we do with the one worksheet option now in Business Plan Pro, is we help you list, okay, where's the money coming from and where is it going?
Mm-hmm.
And that,
Tim, we're going to have to wrap it up, and I want to congratulate you again on making this investment and running this contest and making the award of $25,000 to that winner. This is really giving back to the marketplace and encouraging people to seek excellence, and you guys do it well, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, just like your excellent radio show.
Thank you. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, president of Palo Alto Software and the author of Hurdle, the book on business planning. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.